Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
And the fourth point is Warner. Tony's wicket away twice in this match and carried on like a pork chop as well.
I'll answer the Warner one. Firstly, he only averages 24 at the MCG. He averages 28 against the Windies, which makes it tough. It's the only ground in Australia where he's never scored 100. Now, Dino, was there one ground in Australia that you never scored 100 on or that you didn't?
Here.
Oh, rubbish.
I never made 100 here.
Oh, no. Come off it. You scored hundreds against New South Wales here.
But what's stopping... What's stopping Warner? I think the game is just asking him a couple of questions at the moment. Now, I'm not saying he's getting full of his boots and all that type of stuff and just getting a bit ahead of himself. Maybe he is a little. I think he's just got to get back to the same desperation that we saw 12 months ago a little bit.
I was surprised at his dismissal in the first innings because he... You know, he had 23 off 8, and it was like he wanted to be 100 in the first 10 overs. The shot he got out on, the pull shot, is one that if he could just keep that in the kick bag until he's maybe got 30, 40 on the board, I know he's just a goer. And like the legend Dougie Walters, he's a dude who goes hard. He wins, changes a test match in one session. Do you take that natural aggression away from him, Dino, or just say, hey, off you go, champ?
Just stay out of the argy-bargy stuff a little bit and just play. Don't get involved. I know it's hard.
You mean the sledging?
I don't think he's sledging. I think he's getting...
Chat, body language?
The peripheral things are becoming a little bit more important than what's happening in the middle.
Just to finish off on Davey Warner, you were talking about that peripheral stuff, and it is interesting as vice-captain, certainly as Australian captain, usually an ex-captain has a word to you, and multiple people have a word to you about your responsibilities. I think 43... Australian captains, 37 PMs. It's the second most spot we've got, biggest spot in town as far as jobs are concerned. Do you think Smith, God bless him, gets crook, busts a leg, turns an ankle, does something wrong? Warner, captain's in Sydney. Someone else, do you think, could leapfrog him? I'm trying to think in the history of the game. Has that happened before? I just seem to get that feeling.
We don't have a Mike Brearley here to do that, to leapfrog anyone to go into the Australian team. But we have a tendency to pick the best team, of course, and then pick the best captain from that, as you know. They'll go with Smith.
You don't think Voges?
Well, if that's the case, they give Voges the vice captaincy.
Okay.
It rings
I hear what you're saying, Moe.
What you said, and I thought, gosh, Shane Warne just jumps into my mind immediately. 125 tests, captain Australian, 4 ADIs, 1-4 from 4. Everyone was doing handstands and cartwheels, but...
Okay.
But he didn't get the big C in a test match.
Can we just dissect quickly that if he didn't get dismissed yesterday, would we be saying the same things? Now, why did he get dismissed? And we're saying, well, we might have got caught up in the Braithwaite little toe-to-toe type stuff. Is it the fact that he doesn't have confidence now of that ball he normally would pull away over mid-wicket, and now he's got a scar in the back of his head and he's got out? And he's tried to actually ramp that over the top of the slips. Well, normally he would get on it and just pull it away. I just feel that I see a weakness in his game, that he's not a great puller of the ball. And he's got out a couple of times now, hooking the ball high.
He always pulls up, doesn't he?
And normally he would have pulled that. And now he's looking for another way to hit it over the slips. He was trying to hit it over the slips before. But I just feel... If he didn't get out like that in the first innings, he might have just pulled that away for four. I don't know.
He wasn't really trying to uppercut it, though. He was just trying to help it on its way.
Whether or not he's distracting his mind on what was going on, might have been. Probably was, I think, than what we know of him, Moe. But anyway,
Well, he averages...
An emerald has a flaw. So you just, you know, we're thinking these things. But do you think he's smart enough or good enough to be captain of Australia, Warner, Moe?
I think he's a good aggressive leader. He knows enough about the game. The only thing I just think of, I've got no doubt tactically he could do a fine job out there, and it would be interesting to see if he did get involved in that peripheral stuff, as you've labelled it, Dino. Mm. But no doubt tactically he could do it. No doubt in my mind Shane Warne would have been as good a leader as anyone for Australia, just tactically again. But it was off-field, inverted, the peripheral stuff that took that opportunity away from him.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.